It's Monday, April 29th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to this special, Hey, the 80s called They Want Their Songs Back episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
For the most part, that music had been orchestrated for urban tastes.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this special episode of The Sounds in My Head. What a great version of that song. That was Back on the Chain Gang, the Pretender song, as performed by Morrissey. That comes off his most recent album, I believe. I think it may be his new EP, but whatever. His most recent album, Low in High School, the deluxe edition, which was released later than the original release of the album, which came out a couple years ago. Anyway, Back on the Chain Gang. It's a great song, and it's even better when Morrissey does it. I think that's a cover that actually improves the original. Not all the covers on this episode will improve on the original, because the originals are, of course, very good. But this whole episode is going to be covers. That's right. It's a special Hey the 80s called and they want their songs back episode of The Sounds of My Head. So the whole episode is going to be new covers of old songs from the 80s. It's all going to be songs from the 80s that I liked, and then covers by bands that I like. So that's how it works. And some stuff is new, like that Morrissey release is a pretty new release. This next thing is new. Some stuff is older. Some stuff I've played on the show before. There's some reruns. But that's okay, because it's all really good. I think you're going to like it. I think this is an extra good special episode. So, I mean, covers are kind of, you know, it's kind of cheating because you already like the song. And then the covers just have to, like, do it justice. And some of these, I think, are improvements. So that Morrissey, I think that's an improvement over the Pretenders. Sorry for any diehard Pretenders fans. But I just think Morrissey, you know, he adds a special something-something. So without further ado, let's move on to Victoria Bergsman. You may remember her from the band The Concretes back in the day. Sweden's very own Taken by Trees. That's her band these days, even though she was kind of on hiatus for a long time. Taken by Trees, never as good as The Concretes, but she's still excellent, and she's done some covers before, and she's done a new one now. It's called Careless Whisper. It's a cover of George Michael, and it's a great version, I think. And there's some remixes and an instrumental version. You can look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, like where you can find all the various versions of this Taken by Trees cover of George Michael. So without further ado, Taken by Trees with Careless Whisper right now on this special Hey the 80s called They Want Their Songs Back episode of The Sounds of My Head.
go with you, my folks will get up time. Stay at home, Sunday girl. Hurry up, hurry up and wait. I stay awake all weekend, still out wait. I got the blues, please come see what your loving means to me. Hey, je veux ton mec, avec un autre fille. Il semblait dans un autre monde, coco chez sa Dépêche-toi, et tant toutes ces mêmes sont ma béton. Je t'en, j'ai le coffre, je t'en prie, viens voir. C'est ton amour reposant pour moi. Dépêche-toi, dépêche-toi, et tant toutes ces mêmes sont ma béton. Je t'en, j'ai le coffre, je t'en prie, viens voir. C'est ton amour reposant pour moi. Get the blues. Hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up and wait. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Please come see what you do to me.
seconds, that distinctive keyboard sound will take you back to 1982 when the band Toto released Africa. Though it hit the charts 21 years before Mary Klim was even born, she took a liking to the song, especially after hearing it on the Netflix show Stranger Things. In December, she created a Twitter account devoted to convincing her favorite band, Weezer, to cover the song.
I thought it'd be funny, like, thought people would get a kick out of it if I told Weezer to cover Africa.
Last week, the rock band finally responded to Mary's challenge, performing the popular Toto tune, Rosanna. Meet you all the way. Days later, the group unveiled this. A version of Africa that quickly reached number one on the iTunes charts.
It does blow my mind. I didn't think they would actually end up covering it one day.
Today, Toto's Steve Lukather had a message for Mary with help from a special guest.
Mary, thank you so very much for putting this whole crazy Toto Weezer thing together. It's number one. I can't even believe it. Me and the guys are just flipped out.
That's insane.
Victory for a quiet Ohio teenager who found her voice in a retro classic.
Confusion is nothing new. Flash.
right, let's catch up. It's been a little while. After Taken by Trees covering George Michael back there, we heard She and Him covering Blondie. That's right, the song Sunday Girl came off their third album, Volume 3. I've always loved that Blondie song, and of course, I love the She and Him version of it as well, because I just love everybody involved. It's all super great people. Zooey Deschanel covering Debbie Harry, not bad. Then we heard Kaitana from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, covering New Order's Age of Consent. That came off their Tired Eyes EP from a couple years back, and super great. I love that version. It's pretty consistent to the real version, but then the vocals come in and you're like, oh, it's different, I like this. Then, just before I started talking, we heard Foliage from San Bernardino, California, covering Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. Very good version of that song. I love me some Foliage, I love me some Cyndi Lauper. It's just, you can't go wrong with that cover. I think it's pretty good. Okay, up next, we're gonna pivot to some covers of The Cure. I wanted to actually play, there's this great cover of, I don't think most people know it. It's The Cure covering David Bowie. So it's just like Robert Smith doing Young Americans. It's so great. But then I realized Young Americans is actually from the 70s, which I really should know, but you know, I wasn't really born. So to me, Young Americans is an 80s song. That's embarrassing, but that's just how I thought of it. And so I had that on the lineup until I realized, wait a minute, that's actually not from the 80s. Damn it. But I'm just going to play a clip of it anyway. In case you hadn't heard it before, you'll get to hear this gem. It's pretty good. The Cure covering David Bowie right here, just briefly before we dive back into the 80s. Wasn't that great? I think it's really good, but of course, not technically from the 80s. So anyway, now we're going to dive back into the 80s. So here we go. We're going to have a couple of different covers of The Cure with songs released in the 80s. I think this first one might technically have been recorded in the 70s, but whatever. It was released in the 80s, so it counts. We're going to have Frankie Rose from New York / LA, formerly of Dum Dum Girls and stuff, I think. Anyway, Frankie Rose, she's got a new album. It's called 17 Seconds, and on it, there is a cover of The Cure's A Forest, which is very good. So we're going to hear that next. And then Rogue Wave from Oakland, California is going to cover In Between Days off their Cover Me album, also a Cure cover. So both very good. Here we go. Without further ado, Frankie Rose and The Wave covering The Cure with A Forest and In Between Days right now on this special Hey, the 80s Called and They Want Their Songs Back episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
You need her and she needs you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After the Cure covers back there, we switched gears to Oberhofer from right here in Brooklyn, New York, doing a cover of Wang Chung's Dance Hall Days. That came off their Table 19 Oberhofer's Ultimate Wedding mixtape album, which is all covers, mostly of 80s songs, I think. And Wang Chung's Dance Hall Days has always been a favorite of mine, so I thought that was a logical one to put on to represent that album. Then, from Boston, Massachusetts, Mint Julep is the name of the band. They covered When in Rome's The Promise, an overlooked 80s gem, if I do say so. I've always loved that one. That came off their Broken Devotion album, which came out, I don't know, pretty recently. Then, just before I started talking, Stockholm, Sweden's very own Amazon, one of my favorite, I'm going to call them a new band from Sweden. And, you know, the thing about being old is that things that happened a while ago seem recent. I'm like, you know, Amazon, I don't know, I'm not sure when this band, maybe from like 2013, maybe? I'm just guessing. I have no idea, I'm not gonna look it up, but whatever. The point is, even if it was 2013, I'm like, yeah, that's new. Like 6 years ago? Sure, that's like yesterday, basically, because it all blends together when you're a fossil like myself. Okay, just before I start talking, Amazon from Stockholm, Sweden, we heard their cover of Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is. It came off their California Airport Love EP, which is excellent and also contains a fantastic cover of The Mamas and the Papas. Okay, very good stuff right there from Amazon. Finishing up this here episode of the show, Britta Phillips from, I don't know, New York or LA or wherever. I think of her as being from New York, but of course, I think she now lives in LA, so fine. We'll let it go. Her album, Luck or Magic, came out a while ago. You may recall it because I played lots of stuff from it over and over again, including this song. It's Drive. It's her cover of The Cars. And boy, howdy, it's just one of my favorites. And I feel like it pairs nicely with Amazon. So without further ado, Britta Phillips covering The Cars on this special Hey the 80s called They Want Their Songs Back episode of the show, with Drive finishing up this year episode of the show.
Gonna drive you home tonight.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was They Might Be Giants' Anna Ng, as covered by Charles Butler. I also talked over Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, as covered by the Caribbean Steel Band, and The Cure's A Forest, as covered by Raymond Djawadi. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Like to Spotify, where you can find playlists for the seasons of the show. Look for season 16, that is this season, to find all the songs I've played this year, all in one playlist without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.